little different issue. Kansas has an anti-price gouging law. It's actually called the profiteering from disaster law. It's the term in the Kansas statute, and it's rarely invoked. It's been on the books since right after the 9/11 terror attacks. It was enacted in 2002 by the legislature, but it only is in effect during a time of declared emergency. And of course, currently we have both the federal and the state emergency declared. They're more widespread than any prior emergency statewide. They're more intrusive in terms of the types of things that both federal and the state government are asking or requiring citizens to do as a result of the emergency. And they're longer lasting. We don't ordinarily have emergencies. You know, you have a flood or a tornado, the emergency lasts for a relatively finite period. With this pandemic, it's lasting much longer, and it's in some sense indefinite. We don't know where we're all headed. None of us knows for sure. And because of all that, you know, there have been substantial disruptions in the marketplace, the delivery systems for many products that aren't the result of bad actors. They're just a result of shifting demand, and the supply chains had to readapt in order to keep up. Things like hand sanitizer, things like cleaning supplies, things like PPE for personal protective equipment for professionals who need that for whatever purpose, whether they're first responders or otherwise, things like toilet paper. It's gotten a lot of attention because of the relatively short supply on the consumer side of that marketplace. And so, you know, we get lots of reports under this price gouging statute. My gosh, my fill-in-the-blank, one of those products is now two or three times as costly as it used to be, and still I can't get it. We got, actually yesterday, we just broke 300 on the number of price gouging complaints that have been filed with our office over the last 4 weeks. And we're running them all down. Many of them turn out there is no illegal activity. Nobody's making a quick buck. It's just the way the market works right now. In other cases, it turns out that what's happening is that the store, the person that our consumer has interaction with, they're not doing anything wrong. They're just passing through higher costs from their supplier without any additional markup. And so we have to go up the supply chain to figure out whether this is just an economics issue, supply and demand, or whether somebody further up the supply chain really is deliberately manipulating that market to try to make money off the current crisis in a way that's illegal. And so we're doing all of those things, and it's kept our folks really very busy. I have to say, I put in a little plug for our staff, but Kansas Attorney General's office, like every state agency, is under instructions to run at very lean throttle right now. We're using only a skeleton crew in the office, many people working remotely. We have a few people quarantined, not because we have anybody confirmed with the virus, but because they've had contact in the course of their work or otherwise, and so they have to self-quarantine for 14 days to be sure they don't develop symptoms. And despite all of that, our team has done a very good job of sort of shifting over and keeping up on these things that are really urgent right now.